Hey, what's up? This is Ana Luisa with a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click podcast Inglês Online. So a few weeks ago, Inglês Online reader Camilla wrote in with a request. She said, why don't you talk about vocabulary related to difficult situations people go through? I thought it was a good idea, so here it is. First off, let's use this little phrase that I just said, difficult situations people go through. What are some examples of difficult situations that many people go through? Here are a few things that Camilla suggested. Falling in public, you know, taking a tumble in front of many people, having your heart broken, getting fired. And of course, there are many people who face serious difficulties throughout their lives, one after another. For example, some people are financially poor and have a big family to support. Some people lose several family members in a short period of time. Others have a serious illness. It's common to say something like, Sarah has been through a lot, for example. What does that mean? Sarah has been through a lot. That means Sarah has faced lots of difficulties in her life. She's still alive, right? So I'm not saying Sarah had difficulties in the past, because that would sound like Sarah is dead. You know, I'm speaking in general. She's still alive. So Sarah has faced lots of difficulties throughout her life. Sarah has been through a lot. She's been through a lot, and she has probably overcome most of the obstacles or all of the obstacles that she has encountered in her life. So again, we can say, Sarah has been through a lot. She's been through a lot. And here's something else that you hear a lot. When you're talking to someone who has been through a lot and, you know, now this person has just received some really good news, or something really great has happened in their life, you could say, you deserve it. You've been through so much. What are you saying to this person? You're saying that he or she deserves this great thing that's going on right now in their life. They deserve it since they have been through so much. This person has faced so many difficulties. He or she has been through some hard times. It hasn't been easy. So now that something wonderful has happened to them, you're really happy for them. And you can say, you deserve this. You really deserve it. You've been through so much. Now, well, some things are not that serious, right? Like falling in public. I think it's safe to say this has happened to everyone at least once. Maybe you're walking down the street, minding your own business, and then you step on a banana peel. And you slip, and you fall. Has that ever happened to you? I've never slipped on a banana peel, but yes, I have fallen in public a few times. So, last time that happened to you, how did you feel, and how did you recover? I did a search on Google, and I found a webpage with this question. Have you ever taken a tumble in public? What hurt most, the fall or your pride? Tumble kind of sounds like Portuguese, right? We say tombo, they say tumble. So the question on that page is, have you ever taken a tumble in public? What hurt most, the fall or your pride? Now take a look at this image here to the right. Do you see what this guy's doing? That's called a somersault. That's like an acrobatic leap that gymnasts do. Now, go to the page and take a look at some of the answers, in particular number 15, my favorite. Okay, that's it for today. Have you ever faced serious difficulties in your life? How did you overcome them? Let us know in the comments. Talk to you next time.